Unit 1. Travel. Chapter 2. Selling India's Rainy Season. Page 19.
In most parts of the world, storm clouds would be greeted with a frown. But in India, it's said that when the monsoon rains come, a billion people smile. Monsoon season, also known as the rainy season, is closely tied to India's economy. The abundant rains bring life to India's farmland, which provides hundreds of millions of jobs to farm workers and helps feed its vast population. While monsoon season is traditionally a joyful and important time for Indian agriculture, it affects the tourism industry in a very different way. During this time, the number of travelers to India can drop by half. Understandably, very few tourists want to spend their holiday in the rain. But there has been a government push over the last few years to convince them otherwise, that India's rain is to be celebrated and not shunned. Watching the rains is one of the best sightseeing options I can imagine, says journalist Somini Sengupta, a Calcutta native. Various states have risen to the challenge. Goa, a popular holiday destination near Mumbai, and Kerala, in the south, have begun offering monsoon packages. They say the monsoon brings other benefits besides lower off-season prices. For one, the rain brings with it lush green landscapes. Goa has beautiful islands, waterfalls, lakes, dams, and wildlife sanctuaries that can be enjoyed during the monsoons, says Elvis Gomes, former director of the state's tourism department. Some of the country's biggest festivals are also held either at the beginning or end of the monsoon season. For example, Onam Festival, held in Kerala in August or September, is a 10-day-long celebration of the rich harvest, where people eat, sing, dance, and watch the famous boat races. In the city of Puri, on the eastern coast, the Rath Yatra Festival features colorful parades every evening for 21 days, where statues of deities are carried through the streets. India has a long history of monsoon appreciation dating back to the 19th century. Palaces were built to honor and enjoy the rains. The most famous of these monsoon palaces is Sajangarh Palace in the southern city of Udaipur. It rests on a hill and has viewing areas that offer beautiful views of the Sajangarh Wildlife Sanctuary. These palaces served as summer homes for royalty, but today offer a taste of classic Indian-style luxury. Not to be outdone, modern resorts have added special facilities to attract monsoon visitors. Some have built water parks with connected pools, water slides, and fountains where people can splash around, as well as open-air discos where people can dance when it pours. Some luxury hotels even have private patios next to their guest rooms so that their guests can shower naturally in the rain. Travel writer Alexander Freda spent one whole monsoon season following the rains up both the east and west coasts of India. In his book, Chasing the Monsoon, he describes the unique energy and traditions surrounding the monsoons in different regions and cities. Freda noticed that many people travel to western India during the monsoons, seeking physical and spiritual healing. He quotes a local from Mumbai who describes the monsoon as a metaphor for cleansing and rebirth. The wind drops. It gets very dark. There is terrific thunder and lightning. Suddenly, the air is very cool and perfumed with flowers. It is a time of rejoicing and renewal. Many visitors go to India simply to share in this joyous season. As one Kerala promoter says, you can feel the magic. The washed streets and fresh leaves seem to smile with you.